From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It's the latest salvo, and a big one, in the ongoing smartphone war. Verizon Wireless said today that it will begin selling its much-anticipated version of the iPhone next month. Until now, AT&T has been the exclusive distributor of the popular smartphone. The launch promises to intensify the competition between the country's largest wireless carriers. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
As if to underscore the fact that this was no mere product launch, Verizon unveiled its new iPhone at a rented theater inside that Citadel of the Arts, Lincoln Center. On stage, executives from Apple and Verizon ladled on the superlatives. This was a tremendous, exciting, game-changer of an event. It would transform the smartphone world. Here was Verizon Wireless Chief Executive Officer Dan Mead.
Now wireless consumers everywhere have a choice. A choice they've never had before, the revolutionary iPhone 4 on the nation's most reliable network.
The new iPhone will be sold in Verizon and Apple stores starting February 10th, and some wireless customers will be able to buy it online a week earlier. The price will start at $200 for customers who sign a two-year contract, but executives wouldn't talk about pricing for monthly service plans or how many phones will be manufactured. The Verizon iPhone will operate on the company's 3G network, which is older and slower than the 4G network. Apple Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook says the companies could have waited until 4G was further along, but Cook says the companies were eager to oblige their customers.
The most popular question has been, when will the iPhone work on the Verizon network? And we wanted to provide people that choice now.
As it is, there are some things you won't be able to do on the Verizon iPhone that you can do on its competitor, says analyst Charles Galvin of Forrester Research.
Using your phone, you can make a phone call, and you can browse the web, but you cannot do these two things simultaneously. And on the AT&T network, you can.
There have also been questions about whether Verizon's network can handle millions of new voice and data customers without degrading service. Verizon says it has invested heavily in strengthening its network during the past year. Verizon is also hoping that its reputation for more reliable service will lure customers away from AT&T. In Tampa today, Rebecca Odell said her AT&T phone sometimes has poor reception, and she likes the idea of Verizon offering its own iPhone.
I'm definitely excited that it gives me another option for plans, because I'm concerned about the reception plan with AT&T. There seems to be some pockets, so I just like the idea that there's a choice now.
But AT&T has something else going for it. A lot of its customers can't sever their service without incurring penalties. Eric Sunday is an iPhone user, and he says he'd consider switching to Verizon, just not now.
I'm under contract on one of my phones, and we have a family plan, so I really have to wait till my other phone goes out of contract before I could really consider making the switch.
Still, Verizon has some 93 million wireless customers. Many of them have wanted to buy iPhones before now, but didn't want to switch carriers. Starting next month, they'll have a chance to buy iPhones for the first time, and Verizon thinks it can persuade a lot of them to do so. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.